Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, well, well. It is Friday the 13th. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. And we're going to have wide open phones until the third hour today. We're going to get into the third and final part on eugenics from the 60s on. We went back into the 1840s and its genesis right through to its public peak in the early 1930s, and then to its going underground and taking over almost every major science. Well, most of the modern sciences were already founded by the eugenicists for eugenics. First computers were developed by eugenicists for eugenicists. And we'll be walking through all of that through the recent past and the present and the future. Coming up in about an hour and a half, in the meantime, we're going to have open phones today. I'd like to give first-time callers a chance to get involved on air at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have a clip with Keith Uberman going after Michael Chertoff on his gut-belly feeling on the terror. We also have a Democratic senator saying that impeachment is on the table for George Bush. But you have to look at the source of this statement. Also, we have the mother who was thrown off with her toddler son because he was saying bye-bye plane as it was taking off. And there are eyewitnesses to this. And, of course, we have several eugenics clips. One of them, Aldous Huxley, author of The Brave New World, written in 1932 as if it was written today. The science is so accurate. Saying that, his book is what the elite actually were planning to do by the year 2000. That's why it was so accurate. He gave that speech in 1962, or 30 years after he penned Brave New World. Ron Paul, U.S. is in danger of staged terror. Said that here yesterday. It's a very important article, not just towards getting the word out about Ron Paul and the serious issues he covers, but also in stopping a staged terror attack. We'll be going over that first when we get back and how it dovetails with all the federal fear-mongering about how we've all got to brace because Al-Qaeda has rebuilt itself and is infiltrated the U.S. and is about to hit us and hit us hard. We better give up all of our freedoms, or Al-Qaeda will literally destroy each and every one of us, hunt us down, and kill us. Al-Qaeda. So Ron Paul, U.S. in great danger of staged terror. Barbara Boxer, this is as close as we've ever come to a dictatorship. She also came out and said that El Presidente might get impeached, but it's a waffling statement. And that's from pressure from the Democratic constituency that's finally waking up. And again, as I alluded to AP reporting today, Al-Qaeda works to plant U.S. operatives, brace for total doom. It's all coming up today after this first break that we're about to have. Don't forget the websites, the auxiliaries that are growing, are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, MartialLaw911.info. And then the two heavy hitters, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break as we attempt to mobilize the planet against the psychopathic elite's plan to kill at least 80% of us in the near future.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family. Keep it now. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 140-7091. Log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is very satisfying to me that I was a lone voice in the wilderness whenever Bill Clinton was in office, and we saw massive preparation. Many of us were lone voices out there. Massive preparations for classical martial law. The old-timers were concerned back in the 60s and 70s and the 80s, long before I came along, because they would read the executive orders, the declassified versions. They would read presidential decision directives. They'd been in the military. They had seen the preparation. There has been a long, methodical, very well thought out, disciplined, incremental construction of now what forms an ultra-massive complex or archipelago. For those who don't know what an archipelago is, it's why Alexander Solzhenitsyn described the camps, the labor camps, thousands of them across Russia in the Stalin era and then going right up into the 90s, and they're back in operation today. Alexander Solzhenitsyn described it as a gulag archipelago. That's kind of like the Florida Keys is a archipelago. It's a little string of islands, hundreds of them. Or you go down to Belize, and there is an archipelago of islands. And a great continents of prisons have been built here. Hundreds of strings of archipelagos. 7 million people in the system, 4 million behind bars, and thousands of other camps sitting idly with fresh coats of paint and a security guard at the front gate waiting for the fateful day to hold more than 10 million Americans. That's the capacity they're at what you could call medium security facilities. They could hold 30, 40, 50 million in limited security sports stadium type arrangements where you just herd people in and then shoot them when they try to exit. And that works quite well. You saw folks trying to walk out on the overpasses in New Orleans. Of course, we reported at the time correctly that the police had opened fire on innocent crowds of people and killed them. Now they've been convicted. It was all made up at the time. They claimed it was vigilantes firing on people, looters. But we got the accurate reports from police and others that were there, and who got first-hand accounts from eyewitnesses. But I'm already digressing here today, which I'm the king of. My point is that I'd get on air in 96, 97, 98, 99, and I made three police state films. And I went and showed the Marines training with foreign armies, admitting that this was for domestic operations in the coming terror attacks on America. And I saw the role players being saying, I'm an American. And then the my Mr. Jones, the plainclothes Marine Corps liaison, would come over and prod me and tell me I wasn't supposed to see that. Then we sent in cameramen. So they had the media tours of the drills they were doing at the former bases and off base. They would cordon off streets. Then they would also have general public tours. And then they would have local government official tours. We sent in spies to both and got them showing the government tour how they were going to have people get on their knees and shoot them in the back of the head. We have that on video, by the way. You didn't stop us, Marine Corps, from defending this country. And you will never stop us with your treasonous masters. You're going to be going to prison. So we witnessed what they were truly doing. And we came back and we warned you, and a lot of people saw those videos. And it was so concerning to them that we got hundreds of emails, scores of calls on air, saying that I had hired the troop-carrying ship Coronada. It's an aircraft carrier. Medium size, holds thousands of troops, and amphibious aircraft, amphibious landing craft, aircraft, helicopters, sea cobras, super cobras, jump jets, and that I'd hired 2,000 Marines and over 1,000 foreign troops. And their proof was, again, people who are in fear and don't want to admit this is happening, their brains will skip around trying to rationalize, trying to make an excuse. They will watch it looking for something to say that isn't true. And in the film, I pointed out that the Marines hired thousands, let's be accurate, hundreds of role players who would scream, I'm an American, please no, not to camp. And so people seized on that and wrote little internet stories saying, oh, no, it was all actors. The Marines weren't real either, because I pointed out in the film that they hired role players. Now, they could have easily gone to the Marine Corps' website, Urban Warrior, 1999, or they could have gone to the hundreds and hundreds of city takeover drills the Marines did in a couple-year period then. And are still doing. They could have gone to the microfilm and fish and pulled it up. They could have searched on the web. They didn't do that. They just said, I'm a liar. And that I have control of aircraft carriers, helicopters, jets, warrior fighting vehicles, At the time, I told a Hollywood director about it. Rick Linklater saw Police State 2000. He called me and he said, we were already friends, and he said, man, this is an incredible documentary. You know, I was telling some people, he was on a movie set, about it. He was out in L.A. I was telling some folks on the set about it, and some of them had been actors there and had been hired by the Marines to play the part of Americans, and they confirmed it. And he goes, my gosh, this is scary. And I said, well, people don't believe it's real. They think all of it was actors. He said, that's ridiculous. This would cost $50 million, even if you had the military helping you. But see, none of that even matters to those that are in denial. It's the same thing where they'll email me every day, check the dig message boards. I check them for great leads and info because there's such great writers and thinkers and researchers on there. I find stuff every day. You know, links they put up and things, but I'll see people in there going, it's not true, there's no North American Union, Ron Paul didn't agree with Alex that we're in danger of stage terror, Cindy Sheehan didn't say it, it's all made up, there's no preparation for martial law. And then you click on these people's favorite stories they like to post, you go to their page on Dig, and there I have little celebration pages about, oh, look, it's in the local newspaper. A man was arrested for talking about 9/11 truth. The police arrested him saying he was mentally ill for bringing some DVDs by the police station. This is a news story I just learned of last night. It happened in May. Didn't know about it. I'm sure there's hundreds we don't. And he just went by the police station, gave him some DVDs, and they later came back and arrested him saying he was mentally ill because he believed the government was involved. And this guy was having a celebration on his site for it. So he's on our Dig page for the Ron Paul story, or was it Cindy Sheehan, I forget, saying that none of this exists, and there isn't a police state, and we're not in danger. And then I go to his subpage for his favorite articles he's dug, that he's posted. And it's a celebration of people having their free speech violated and being arrested for thought crime. I mean, there he is celebrating hardcore police state. And then he's over on, for those that don't know how this works, we post an article or somebody posts an article we've written on dig.com, D-I-G-G.com. And people vote it up or down to the main page and millions of people have a chance to read it. And it's a very effective chink in the New World Order info armor to get stuff out nationally. It's hundreds of times bigger than the Drudge Report in its rankings. But there are people that come on and dig us down and try to keep us off the main page and that comment. And they'll deny there's a police state, but then again, you go to their page on Dig, and it's a celebration of the police state. Ha ha, look at this idiot. He was out handing out 9/11 truth stuff, and the police arrested him, saying he's mentally ill. Isn't that great? We ought to go after all of them. We ought to arrest all of them. And that's the hardcore denial that we're talking about. They'll deny amnesty's amnesty. They'll deny Bush was for the assault weapons ban. They'll deny that the biggest gun control law since '68 was passed a month ago. They'll deny North American Union. They'll deny SPP. They'll deny that the White House put out a press release saying they're using a mainline al-Qaeda group, two of them, to attack Iran while they accuse Iran of being al-Qaeda. They can't even grasp the statement I just made. Basic and simple. They've got a made-up, myopic, almost religious worldview, and they will go down with the ship, folks. They will do whatever they're told. They will believe whatever they're told. And don't think we're out of the woods when some Democrats get elected. It's going to be the same mindset of people, just with a liberal paint job. Coke and Pepsi, that's about as big a difference as there is. Ford and Chevy. And it'll be a reign of terror with these guys. I mean, when people watch video of Marines training to put you and your family in camps and blow your heads off, and they say it's fake without even trying to check it out, we got a problem.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com have joined together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, since I've been talking about police state at such length, my three original police state films are in a DVD box set, three DVDs for $34.95. That is 45% off the regular price and available at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll get the DVDs and burn copies forever. Because now people are receptive. Now they don't just say, oh, that's a fake aircraft carrier. Those are fake helicopters. The armed Marines aren't doing that. No, usually they've already had them in their town doing the drill. Yeah, those guys pulled me over. We got video of that in Police State 2, the takeover. Yeah, there were Marines took over my city hall. And all that video's real. See, this isn't 1999. This isn't Kansas anymore, Toto. But it is good it's not good that all these bad things are happening, but at least it's good that people are responding and awake. I mean, like a year and a half ago, Bob Woodward, of all people, gave a big speech in San Antonio at a college and said Bush wants to become a dictator, we could go under martial law. And there have just been hundreds of prominent law professors and scholars and conservatives and people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and just so many others that have said this country is in grave danger, and yes, the preparations have been made. And then Tommy Franks, it turned out, was on CIA payroll, part of all that illegal funding of media people, when he was also a Fox News analyst going, I'm real sorry to say it, but it's what the people want. Martial law and military form of government. The Constitution will be set aside. That's a quote. We're going to set aside the Constitution. Let me put on a fake Midland accent for you. You can trust me. And people went, what? Remember, that was 3 years ago. He made the rounds saying that. Floating the balloon. I mean, they're telegraphing it. They're saying martial law. And then they funded it, set it up. I mean, it's in place last year, now into this year, now already 7 months into this year. And does that mean they're going to pull the trigger? No, it doesn't mean they're going to pull the trigger. But it means they got their finger on it, folks, and they are not completely sane, and their back's against a wall. Now they were going to pull the trigger. If we went along with them, they were going to go all the way. So don't think that since we're fighting them, it's forcing them to do it. It's kind of like they're going to attack us. Well, there's nothing like it. It's just like a fight. As soon as somebody starts taking a swing at you, you don't have to let them connect. I mean, we can either stand here and let them just cold cock us with our shields down, or we could see the New World Order raring back to punch us, and we started exposing it. And so we're ducking the punch. But it looks like they're going to go ahead and swing. And we all know in our gut we're going to wake up one morning with a city nuked or bioweapons released, and whether it's Hillary Clinton or George Bush, or it could even be the president after her, though I doubt it. It's sooner rather than later. And they're going to make the announcement. And a lot of people at first who are even awake are going to be in fear, and they're going to say, look, I just want law and order. I'll go along with them for now, hoping that the martial law isn't too bad. And if you don't hit the streets at the minute they do this, if you don't call and talk radio the second they do this, of course, that'll be taken over for a few days or longer with government broadcast. If you don't take action the second that develops, then they're going to be able to, in an organized fashion, move against the populace, and then they're going to win. I mean, they could even stage a terror attack, and then if we don't respond correctly, they could even hype down the nuking of a major city. Really, I mean, if they were to, say, blow 20, 30 city blocks away and radiate the rest of, you know, half a town, and the public didn't respond the way they wanted, you wouldn't even hear about it in the news 3 weeks later. They would hype it down. That's how slick they are. So they're studying us coldly, calculating. They are measuring us. They are tracking everything we do. They're studying our psychology. They're sampling with their NSA systems the chatter, what the feeling of the population is. What, you know, is there a positive mention of the government or a negative mention? And they know that about 90% of people are really freaked out now. And because once we got to the 70% last year, remember I told you it would just take just a matter of months for it to accelerate to 80, then 90%? It's now 90%+ against open borders. It's now 80%+ against gun control. It's now, in every demographic, the people have woken up. Now, they don't have all the details, but they're awake now. So when we get back, we'll tell you about what Ron Paul said here yesterday that's getting a lot of attention, and it should. And how it's satisfying to have been called a kook about the police state, and now people aren't laughing anymore, are they? I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. And I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Welcome back. Thank you, Jimmy Vaughn, for bringing us in. You know, it's really simple. Very simple. They're not going to be able to carry this stuff out unless they get our consent, our acquiescence, and we're not going to give it to them. And for those of you that are thinking about going along with all this, you think you're going to join it, make money off of it, serve it, or you're just afraid and you fall down in front of any force, the best way to meet an unreasonable force, it'd be one thing if they were trying to, you know, bring us liberty and freedom. They're not, folks. The New World Order is bringing us tyranny. The New World Order is bringing us enslavement. The New World Order are a bunch of cold-blooded freaks, a bunch of control freaks. And they're trying to destroy our country's sovereignty, its borders, its culture, its economic system, and they've done a really good job of it. I mean, the country is in decline by every indicator. The country is in decline by every single indices. And it's not just in moderate decline, it is in deep, deep, deep decline. And I don't like that. I like the United States. This is where my family's from. I didn't have a family at Georgetown in the first settlement, but I had on two different sides of my family, family at Plymouth Rock on the Mayflower. One was a carpenter and one a barrel maker, so nothing fancy. And I had family at every level intimately of the War for Independence in Texas. And I love this country. And I love my heritage. And I had a lot of ancestors in the Revolutionary War. I had ancestors, as we've looked it up, who died. Quite a few of them. And I like the Bill of Rights. I like the Constitution. I've been to other countries. I like the United States. And I really like the fact that we were once a free country where a man could walk with his head high, regardless of what his family name was or where he was from or how much money he had. And the people were innocent until proven guilty. And the cops didn't act like shiftless gang members. They acted respectful and professional. I don't like seeing our great republic go down the toilet. And I'm going to be quite frank with you. It's not just that I have some romantic love affair with this country, though I do. It's a lot deeper than just some romanticism. This is where my family lives. This is where my children live. This is where we have roots. There's nowhere to run. This is a world government. There's nowhere to hide. Our backs are against the wall. We don't have another homeland. We don't have another place to go. And it's the same thing for the British as the traitor. Gordon Brown tries to bring them under EU control without a vote. It's the same thing in Germany, Russia, China, Mexico. We're all controlled by the same New World Order central banks. Japan, South Korea. The New World Order, Italy, Chile, Brazil. We are under New World Order attack as free humanity. And we have to realize that. We have to first realize there's an enemy, that they're attacking us, and that they use phony enemies so they can corral us under their control to not notice that they're the true enemy. Now, I know we got Jim and David and Jonathan and Jeremiah. Paul wasn't able to get on yesterday at the end of the show, so I'm going to go to him first in a minute. Let me just scan through some of this stuff real fast. Where is it here? Drives me crazy, folks. I get big stacks of news in here and don't ever cover 10% of it. And I start trying to scan through it, and there's no way to get to all of it. Ron Paul, U.S. in great danger of staged terror. Congressman and presidential candidate warns of economic collapse precipitated by bombing of Iran. Presidential candidate Ron Paul says the U.S. is in great danger of a staged terror attack or a Gulf of Tonkin-style provocation, while also warning that a major collapse of the American economy is on the horizon and could be precipitated by the bombing of Iran and the closure of the Persian Gulf. Speaking to the Alex Jones Show, the Texas congressman was asked his opinion on Cindy Sheehan's recent comments that the U.S. is in danger of a staged terror attack or a Gulf of Tonkin-style provocation that will validate the neocon agenda and lead to the implementation of an infrastructure of martial law that Bush recently signed into law via executive order, as well as public pronouncements from prominent officials that the West needs terrorism to save a doomed foreign policy. He responded to my statement by saying, "I think we are in great danger of it," responded the congressman. "We're in great danger in many ways. The attack on our civil liberties here at home, the foreign policy that is in shambles, and our obligations overseas and commitment which endangers our troops and our national defense. Every day we're in worse shape, and right now there's an orchestrated effort to blame the Iranians for everything that's gone wrong in Iraq, and we're quite concerned that the attack will be on Iran and that that will jeopardize so many more of our troops. So I would say that we're in much greater danger than we ever were 4 or 5 years ago, asserted Paul. Did you hear that? Greater danger of terror. The presidential candidate expressed his despair that the situation in Iraq will not change until there is a total collapse of the American economy. There's no way we can afford what we're doing, whether it's domestic spending or the international spending, and very few people talk about the real cost of economical speaking. This is unsustainable, and it will be a threat to our dollar, said Paul, adding that the onset of the meltdown could be sparked by the bombing of Iran and the closure of the Persian Gulf. The congressman added that the collapse was in the early stages, with the major indication being a reduction in the living standards of the middle-class Americans, but that one single major world event could change things overnight and precipitate a major downturn. Paul added that there had not been a national discussion on monetary policy in many, many years, and that the increasingly bleak outlook for the U.S. economy was also bringing more attention to solutions the congressman has proposed for reducing the burden of the mammoth national deficit. Paul said the national debt, the national and world events, especially the degrading situation in Iraq, were attracting support for his presidential campaign due to his resolute opposition on embracing a non-interventionist foreign policy. The congressman concluded by summarizing that record lows in approval ratings for Bush, Cheney, and Congress showed that the American people are alive and well and disgusted, yet they haven't had good alternatives. It's justifiable. They are looking for true answers and options, and quite frankly, I think that's probably one of the reasons why our campaign is growing by leaps and bounds right now. Now, the people who are also on dig, who dug it down and trying to stop it from hitting the main page, you going to let them do that? They are also saying Ron Paul didn't say this when there's an MP3 right there. But again, they just deny everything. Deny, deny. What did Bill Clinton say? You deny, 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 and then deny again. What was the quote? Always deny. Deny, 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 and then deny again.
Let's get one thing straight. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and I don't appreciate you saying that.
It's the same thing with these people. They just, and Americans somehow got convinced that lying was okay. Folks, if they'll lie about a war, they'll lie about the value of your dollar, and they'll lie about your pension funds. I mean, you understand that? Lying isn't good. I'm trying to eradicate lying in my life, and don't say you don't lie out there, folks. It's inbred into us. But I'm trying to get to the point of, my wife says, does this look good? In the past, you know how women are. They don't want to, they ask you that, but they don't want to know the truth. No, it doesn't look good. I just won't, I'm trying to get more and more blunt with everybody, and I'm getting to the point where I don't even tell white lies anymore. And if I catch myself exaggerating, I'll go, oh, that's an exaggeration around the office, or I'll, that's just what I'm doing. It's just better. It's more honest. But, I mean, instead, we've got a culture that is the complete opposite. It's just lie, 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 lie. Let's play a clip here. This is Barbara Boxer on with Ed Schultz yesterday. Now, again, she did everything she could to vote for proposals for martial law, police state. She did all she could to use Oklahoma City to take our liberties. Barbara Boxer is as bad as it gets. But here's Air America and those other groups trying to always foist these establishment AIPAC minions on the American people. Now she's being forced to talk like this now. She just said a few months ago, no impeachment. Just like Pelosi. Because there's a revolt in their own party. And I say good for the Democrats. Continue to revolt. But don't let this type of talk pacify you. We want to see impeachment now. I mean, when the president had implemented memos saying they could torture children and they were above the law, goodbye, you're gone right there. There's hundreds, no, thousands of reasons to impeach these people. But see, the Democratic Party has no moral standing to call for all this because they're the same group. They're criminal. It's like, Hillary Clinton criticizing the pardons when they were pardoning coke dealers and foreign intelligence agents. And I mean, openly, they had meetings saying $1 million per pardon. I mean, it was public. And then, by the way, Republicans, that doesn't give you a defense to defend Bush. See, both of them think it cancels out. Well, they're pardoning cocaine dealers and money launderers and Mossad agents like Mark Rich. So we're allowed to pardon someone in White House criminal actions. And then they say, oh, it was just a lying to the FBI. That's not what that was about. It was about, run by the way, the Attorney General, who says they're above the law. It was about all sorts of criminal activity and shredding documents and lying. But look, I'm already digressing, and I want to get to your calls. Here is Barbara Boxer yesterday. The good news is they're now having to talk about Bush being a dictator. You know, Drudge picked up the story that, oh, look, they're talking about impeachment. That's not the story here. I mean, it's important, but it's an addendum. It's an added bonus. What's important here is there's everywhere people are talking about martial law now. Cindy Sheehan's talking about 9/11 inside job. She's talking about martial law, stage terror. Ron Paul's talking about it. You see, it's becoming mainline. And yes, folks, Cindy Sheehan is as mainline as it gets. I mean, she's got approval ratings of 40+% in polls. She isn't at 12% like Cheney. So don't give me your, oh, she's not mainline, or Ron Paul isn't mainline. Let's go ahead and go to the tape.
They want impeachment put back on the table.
Yep.
They want impeachment on the table as a bargaining chip because, for instance, the Scooter Libby commuting the sentence, what happened today with Sarah Taylor saying that she's been instructed by the president not to say anything, Alberto Gonzalez, the story about how he was briefed under the Patriot Act, then lied a week later in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. I mean, when is enough is enough?
I mean, you left out a bunch of things.
Well, those are just
spying on citizens without a warrant, going around FISA, on and on. Look, I have always said it should be on the table, Ed. I've always said it. I mean, what I it was such an interesting thing. I was on a book tour, and I ran into John Dean of Watergate fame. He was on the book tour that I was on for his book, and it was right after we discovered that the administration was spying on our people without a warrant. And he just said, he looked at me and basically just said, as far as he could see, unless there was some explanation for this, this was impeachable. And I've always said that you need to keep it on the table and you need to look at these things because now people are dying because of this administration. That's the truth. And they won't change course. They are ignoring the Congress. They keep signing these signing statements, which means that he's decided not to enforce the law. This is as close as we've ever come to a dictatorship. You know, when you have a situation where Congress is stepped on, that means the American people are stepped on. So I don't think that you can take anything off the table because, in fact, the Constitution doesn't permit us to take these things off the table.
Would you counsel Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid to put it on the table and make a statement before everybody goes home in August? Because they're going to get an earful from the American people when they go home.
Well, you know, I don't presume to tell people what to do. I have made my statements. And, of course, if asked, I will say. And I've been out there. I'm out here again today. I think, you know, John Conyers is, this is where impeachment starts. When Alberto Gonzalez, when it came out that he, you know, fired these U.S. attorneys, that, you know, it was politics being played with it, I thought then we should look into impeachment hearings. So I don't think it should be taken.
Now I want to make it clear, crystal clear. There are no American people now. You see, we want to become American people again. We have to get the country back. The banking system's run by offshore systems. They have overturned the Bill of Rights. They federalized your local police. They federalized everything. And now that last little veil of playland, of pretend like they haven't, is disappearing. And when illegal aliens, when we got mayors on tape in San Diego going, oh, well, you know, don't complain at me at the city council. I mean, we tell the cops not to arrest you for DWIs. I mean, when the illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to have bank accounts or housing loans and can drive around drunk driving or do whatever they want, but citizens are shoved around by goon-like cops, I mean, you're not citizens. When you don't have those rights, you're not a citizen. We're just some mining operation. We're like a mining pit or something. That's what the globalists say. That's what globalism is. It's no more countries. It's big multinational corporations and banks running the governments and just sucking the countries dry and knocking down any protections of the nation. I mean, there's not much left of the country, is my point. And we're not going to get our sovereignty back until the illusion is gone. All right, we'll get to many of your calls and a lot more news when we get back. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Big eugenics report coming up. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to Paul in Vancouver, Canada. Thanks for holding, Paul. You're on the air.
Alex, I just had a couple of historical questions, if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
One is about the Freemasons, like George Washington era. King George III, I think he had a few sons. And after he was defeated, apparently his sons turned to Freemasonry. Is that when it started to get infiltrated by the British royalty?
I think it was always infiltrated. I mean, to get into Masonry, and I've probably read, 15, 20 books on the subject, and I wouldn't even claim to be that much of an expert on it. I mean, really, Masonry itself is just a secret vehicle for private networks and intelligence agencies themselves, which are so old they have occultic trappings because they literally come out of antiquity, to operate inside. So that's like saying the FBI are all murdering killers. Well, no, a lot of them are out investigating bank robberies and, you know, crimes and murders, but at the top, they've been vetted, and yeah, they are extremely criminal, and history and the facts have shown that. It's the same thing with Masons. I mean, George Washington was a good guy. George Washington was a very brave person. George Washington did amazing things, and before he died, he criticized, you know, quote, black masonry. That doesn't mean black people, folks. You know, this dark form of masonry that was taking over. And really, that was just he got high enough level as, you know, president to then learn that it wasn't all he'd been told about earlier in life. That's why a lot of Masons that go public and criticize it when they get to be high level, they're like, oh, a bad group's taking over. No, that they've only run into another level of it, and there's another deception. Oh, that's a bad group. Or, oh, you ran into a bad group of us. Do you see how that works?
Right. Okay.
And I mean, so I mean, really, the Knights Templars, and speaking of that, this is Friday the 13th when the Knights Templars all got whacked, and then, well, a bunch of them got whacked all over Europe and Spain and France and Germany, so they ran to Scotland, and then that became the headquarters, and then you could say they kind of took over in England from that point.
Okay. My next question is, I've been reading up about the Titanic, and I saw that J.P. Morgan funded the entire thing.
Yes.
And some people said that...
And the guy that did the investigation of it was a top eugenicist, but sorry, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. They said, I read something, a lot of people who were opposed to the bankers, international bankers and Federal Reserve had died on that ship. And things like J.P. Morgan was scheduled to be on that ship, but he canceled at the last minute. I know it's almost 100 years ago, but is there a possibility that it wasn't an iceberg being funded by J.P. Morgan, you know, all these anti-international bankers going down with the ship, and then the Federal Reserve gets set up a year later? Is there any possibility?
It is true that most, a large portion of the British and U.S. elite, and a lot of it was the old line elite, did go down on that ship. It was an unbelievable concentration of elite, but I don't think the captain and his first mates, who, by the way, died, would go along with that to sacrifice those people. Then the question is, was there a big bomb in the ship or something? I don't know. There's not enough information.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen those theories, and it was almost 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I really just don't go there. Okay. I mean, I stick to the things I can prove.
Okay. And one more thing. Yeah, you had that Tiananmen Memorial a few weeks back. I don't know if you know this, but in China, in Chengdu, the city is, there was a newspaper that ran a tribute to the mothers of the people who died at Tiananmen. Either the same day or the next day, the editor was arrested at that newspaper.
Oh, yeah. No, there's active rebellion all over China. It's not free, like our media tells us now. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.